this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. It is Memorial Day weekend. And I'm so tempted, as I've said the last couple of segments, I'm so tempted to say happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone. But I struggle to not say that. And instead to say, this is actually a very somber holiday. I know it's the start of summer vacation season. I know it's the start of, you know, driving season and all of that. There are all sorts of sales going on and everybody's grand and happy. Everybody's on the road going places, but it's also a very somber holiday. And so I want to focus on why it's somber. And why we actually have Memorial Day weekend. But that doesn't mean we're not going to do the rules of engagement. Because I'd still like to hear from you via text message what you think about Memorial Day, what you're doing this Memorial Day weekend. I'd like to hear where you're traveling, what you're doing, and I'd like to hear in particular what you're doing in terms of honoring Memorial Day. So text that to this number, 33103. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 and let me know how you are or what you are doing this Memorial Day weekend. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're listening on podcast, a delayed broadcast, however you, I'll still read the text messages. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And don't forget to go to the website too if you want to follow me on social, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to see the merch, you want to find a local affiliate, whatever, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Now I want you to, you know, radio is the theater of the mind. I want you to pause for a moment. And I want you to think about that sound of a lone bugle playing taps. And then can you, there's a slight breeze in the air. Can you hear the flutter of flags? Can you see those people at a cemetery bending over low, and in silence, and they're putting flowers, mementos, or they're just kneeling down and touching the headstone in a cemetery. All of those images should serve to remind us that Memorial Day really does mean more than a lot of barbecues and a break from work. It's more than just a three-day weekend. It's a serious holiday. It's a holiday that we have designated over history because of people that have given their lives to serve this country. So we mark Memorial Day, a long-standing tradition to recognize veterans who have died and perished in battle. The holiday had its origins in Decoration Day. That was originally held in Charleston, South Carolina in 1865. In Charleston, South Carolina. I talked about this in the first hour, but in case you don't get the first hour, you missed it. That's when thousands of former slaves and Union soldiers and missionaries honored Union soldiers who had died in a Confederate prison and were buried in a makeshift mass grave. Historian David Blight recounts that after the soldiers' proper burials, a massive parade followed. Participants decorated the graves with flowers. Clergy delivered speeches to commemorate the fallen. They had really good reason to do that on that day in 1865. A lot of veterans had returned home from the front lines of the war, the Civil War. They started becoming leaders in their communities. They started, you know, building Masonic lodges, burial societies, started building schools, churches, cemeteries. And all of those institutions formed the foundations of post-Civil War African-American communities. They gave their communities the potential for the very type of growth and development that African-Americans had been denied during slavery. And in a lot of, in fact, I would say most communities, that tradition became a mainstay through the aftermath of slavery. Through the promise and the failures of Reconstruction and the racial and the economic destruction of Jim Crow. Decoration Day continued because African-American cemeteries became overgrown and neglected, and the graves in those cemeteries were lost. A lot of times they were lost just because of neglect, sometimes because of racialized vandalism, highway construction, gentrification. Elders passed on. Younger generations moved away. But the ancestors and their contributions were never forgotten by all. So really, you go back to Charleston, 1865, the end of the Civil War. We really have black Americans in that monstrous parade that day. As really, if you want to go as far back as you can and go to the most microscopic level of the history of Memorial Day, you'll find it in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, other people will tell you that it started in other places because of Decoration Day, which later became Memorial Day. You'll find that in places north of the Mason-Dixon line. You'll find it in places south of the Mason-Dixon line. I maintain that while we ought to remember Charleston, South Carolina, and we ought to honor Charleston, South Carolina, that Memorial Day has morphed appropriately into a day for all soldiers who have died in battle. And that's why we honor them on this day, because they've sacrificed their lives, and you and I have not. It's one of those days where there's so much audio to play that may not necessarily be about Memorial Day, but it's those pivotal moments in history where we stop and we reflect, oh, that was the beginning. For example, I'm tempted not even, I'm not going to tell you either the president or the day that this speech was delivered. You should know.
The day of infamy is how we Americans have come to remember the attack on Pearl Harbor. And we owe that phrase to the American president who knew exactly what was called for in a moment of crisis. David Martin takes us back.
This is John Daly speaking from the CBS newsroom in New York. The Japanese have attacked the American naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and our defense facilities at Manila, capital of the Philippines.
President Roosevelt knew war was coming, but not like this.
The attack apparently was made on naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
On that Sunday, he was working on his stamp collection in his private study in the White House, now preserved in this panoramic photo.
The phone rings at this desk. It's the Secretary of Navy on the line.
Herman Eberhardt is the curator at the FDR Library in Hyde Park, New York.
And he tells the president that the Pearl Harbor naval base is under attack.
It was 1:47 p.m. Washington time.
And what was the president's first reaction?
First reaction was to shout into the phone, no, sort of in a state of disbelief.
The critical hours that followed were recorded moment by moment by the people around the president. Sometimes in hastily scrawled notes on random scraps of paper, now on display for the 75th anniversary of the attack.
We wanted to take people inside the White House on one of the most important days in American history.
Paul Sparrow is director of the FDR Library.
It was the worst day of his presidency. It was the worst military defeat in American history.
In an hour and 5 minutes, the battleship Arizona was completely destroyed and four others severely damaged.
I think December 7th, 1941 is perhaps the most important day in American history. It is the transition day when we shifted from being an isolationist nation to being a global superpower.
At 3:05 in the afternoon, the president convened a war council with his chief military and diplomatic advisors.
How do they describe him?
Angry, but composed. He's clearly upset, but he is under control, and he is processing information, and he's not losing his cool.
At 3:50, as Roosevelt noted in his own handwriting, he received this update. Severe damage. The battleship Oklahoma has capsized. Airfields attacked. Hangars on fire. Heavy personnel casualties. Then he turned to his secretary, Grace Tully, to compose a message to the American people.
She says that he lit a cigarette, took a long drag on the cigarettes, leaned back in his chair, and then just began to dictate the speech. She said he dictated most of it without interruption, punctuating, letting her know where the periods and the exclamation points needed to go. After he finished, she left the room and typed it up, brought it back to him, and then FDR himself did all of the editing in pencil to his own speech.
And here it is, edited by Roosevelt in his own hand.
This is one of our most treasured documents here at the Roosevelt Library.
2.5 pages in length, it begins with what would become one of the most famous lines in American history.
He takes that first sentence, which originally read, "Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in world history." He strikes out world history, changes that to infamy, and in the process transforms that sentence into one that really rings down through the decades to us today.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Some of his advisors, the Secretary of State, Secretary of War, wanted him to deliver a much longer speech.
The State Department drafted this 17-page speech, rehashing the history of U.S.-Japanese relations. But Roosevelt set it aside and went with his gut.
He knew that the American public wanted to hear that we had been wrong and that we will find a way to victory.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
For all his public confidence, Roosevelt also had moments of private despair.
How did he express that despair?
He felt that he was going to go down in history as a terrible president, that this would ruin his place in history.
When he addressed the joint session of Congress, Roosevelt, who was paralyzed by polio from the waist down, insisted on walking to and from the podium.
He's supporting his weight, as he did in public, on a cane and on his son's arm. By holding his weight in that manner, he's able to pitch his body forward slowly and walk to the rostrum to deliver the speech.
Well, that just gives you chills thinking about it.
Yeah.
I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack...
He put the weight of the world on his paralyzed legs and carried America from the past into the future, and changed us from an isolationist nation into a global superpower.
A state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
The Day of Infamy speech by FDR. And the start of World War II. And the commentator, the director of the FDR Museum, is right. It converted the United States from an isolationist country into a global superpower and cost thousands of Americans' lives and created, out of necessity, America's Greatest Generation. America's greatest generation and survivors of which we're losing by the hundreds every single day. They're getting down into very few of them left. And so Bob Dole, former senator from Kansas, former presidential candidate, vice presidential candidate, ends up spearheading the effort to create the World War II Memorial. One of the more memorials that on Memorial Day, people really should visit if they're anywhere near Washington, D.C. It's a fascinating place. It's not necessarily my favorite memorial because of its design, but nonetheless, it's an appropriate place to go to memorialize those who sacrificed and gave their lives during that war. We have many other wars in which people have sacrificed and given their lives. And we owe honor to them also. And other presidents have given speeches that have gone on to become incredibly famous. You'll hear some of those also. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. It's Memorial Day weekend. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You know the feeling when you're about to cut into a juicy steak and hope it tastes as perfect as it looks? Worry no more. With Chef IQ Sense, it's possible to get it right every time. How? It's a modern, completely wireless cooking thermometer that eliminates under- or overcooking your food, no matter how you cook it. Chef IQ Sense was designed to withstand extreme heat and can even survive in your deep fryer. From grilling to roasting or baking, Chef IQ Sense guarantees that your chicken, meat, or fish will come out exactly to your preferred outcome. Using Chef IQ Sense is so simple. Insert the wireless probe into your food, choose your desired doneness on the Chef IQ app, and it'll alert you when it's ready. Stay connected and monitor your food from anywhere over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at chefiq.com and save 15% at checkout with code USA at chefiq.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This is Colin Lindabot. We're taking off Memorial Day, Monday, but we hope you'll join us out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO to celebrate the sacrifices of all the people that gave their lives for our country. It starts at 11 o'clock, and everybody's invited. Please join us there, Monday, 11 a.m. at IGO, Northern California Veterans Cemetery, to honor our fallen heroes.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Again, I want to say Happy Memorial Day. I'd be curious what you think we should say when it's Memorial Day. A day that we honor people who have, men and women who have died in the service of this country. And I think it's important to remember that it's separate from Veterans Day. Veterans Day is when we honor those who, everyone, living and alive, living or dead, who have served this country in the military. We have Armistice Day, we've got Veterans Day, we've got Armed Services Day, we have all those days, but Memorial Day is really quite solemn, quite sacred. And a lot of presidents have used Memorial Day to remind us of exactly the valor, the heroics of what people did and why we make this day so sacred. Ronald Reagan delivered a speech at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day in 1984. You'll hear that in the next segment. It is probably one of the most noted Memorial Day speeches of the Vietnam era, even though it was delivered 9 years after our role in that conflict had ended. You'll hear in his remarks say of Vietnam veterans that they were, quote, never defeated in battle and were heroes as surely as any who have fought in a noble cause. And at the conclusion of that speech, awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor to an unknown soldier who was killed in that war and whose remains were added to the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. And you'll hear Reagan say this, we will never know the answers to questions about his life. We do know, though, why he died. He saw the horrors of war, but bravely faced them, certain his own cause and his country's cause was a noble one, that he was fighting for human dignity, for free men everywhere. That speech was intended to valorize the deaths of those that died in Vietnam. And he gave those deaths a shared national meaning. I can remember that vividly as a child. I can remember Huntley and Brinkley. I can remember Walter Cronkite and others talking about how the Vietnam War, that every single evening, that was the number one topic in the A block of the three networks, because that was it. And those three networks gave us everything we're supposed to know about Vietnam. Today, if you've never been to the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C., it's an absolute must visit. It's an absolute must visit because of the design and because of the overwhelming nature of all of those names on those walls. From the first all the way down to the very last one. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. When we get back, let's listen to Ronald Reagan. That's coming up next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies and save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you. Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. It is Memorial Day weekend, and we were just talking about Ronald Reagan's speech delivered at Arlington National Cemetery, May 31st, 1982, Memorial Day weekend. And I want you to hear the speech, because of all the Memorial Day speeches that have been given, maybe other than General Truscott's in Sicily back in 1945, where he turned his back on the audience and looked at the graves of some 20,000 American soldiers and apologized to them and said, "We're sorry for your deaths." This ranks right up there. Although Reagan didn't turn his back, Reagan spoke to the assembled crowd at Arlington National Cemetery. He's speaking from the balcony at Lee House. I want you to hear this speech. The president has taken the podium and is beginning to speak.
Mr. President, General, the distinguished guests here with us today, my fellow citizens. In America's cities and towns today, flags will be placed on graves and cemeteries. Public officials will speak of the sacrifice and the valor of those whose memory we honor. In 1863, when he dedicated a small cemetery in Pennsylvania marking a terrible collision between the armies of North and South, Abraham Lincoln noted the swift obscurity of such speeches. But we know now that Lincoln was wrong about that particular occasion. His remarks commemorating those who gave their last full measure of devotion were long remembered. But since that moment at Gettysburg, few other such addresses have become part of our national heritage. Not because of the inadequacy of the speakers, but because of the inadequacy of words. I have no illusions about what little I can add now to the silent testimony of those who gave their lives willingly for their country. Words are even more feeble on this Memorial Day, for the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who, in return, loved their countrymen enough to die for them. Yet we must try to honor them, not for their sakes alone, but for our own. And if words cannot repay the debt we owe these men, surely with our actions, we must strive to keep faith with them and with a vision that led them to battle and a final sacrifice. Our first obligation to them and ourselves is plain enough. The United States and the freedom for which it stands, the freedom for which they died, must endure and prosper.
I think that's such an important line. This is Reagan, 1982, Arlington National Cemetery, Memorial Day. The freedom that this country represents and those who died preserving that freedom must endure. That must be our national mission. The president continues.
Their lives remind us. Their lives remind us that freedom is not bought cheaply. It has a cost. It imposes a burden. And just as they whom we commemorate were willing to sacrifice, so too must we, in a less final, less heroic way, be willing to give of ourselves. It is this, beyond the controversy and the congressional debate, beyond the blizzard of budget numbers and the complexity of modern weapons systems, that motivates us in our search for security and peace. War will not come again. Other young men will not have to die if we will speak honestly of the dangers that confront us and remain strong enough to meet those dangers. It's not just strength or courage that we need, but understanding and a measure of wisdom as well. We must understand enough about our world to see the value of our alliances. We must be wise enough about ourselves to listen to our allies, to work with them, to build and strengthen the bonds between us. Our understanding must also extend to potential adversaries. We must strive to speak of them not belligerently, but firmly and frankly. And that's why we must never fail to note, as frequently as necessary, the wide gulf between our codes of morality. And that's why we must never hesitate to acknowledge the irrefutable difference between our view of man as master of the state and their view of man as servant of the state.
See, it's always about the government is supposed to be limited and enumerated. They are supposed to serve us. We are the masters. If only we could get back to that state. And I think Memorial Day is a day to think about those who sacrificed based on those principles. The president continues.
Nor must we ever underestimate the seriousness of their aspirations to global expansion. The risk is the very freedom that has been so dearly won. It is this honesty of mind that can open paths to peace, that can lead to fruitful negotiation, that can build a foundation upon which treaties between our nations can stand and last. Treaties that can someday bring about a reduction in the terrible arms of destruction. Arms that threaten us with war even more terrible than those that have taken the lives of the Americans we honor today. In the quest for peace, the United States has proposed to the Soviet Union that we reduce the threat of nuclear weapons by negotiating a stable balance at far lower levels of strategic forces. This is a fitting occasion to announce that START, as we call it, strategic arms reductions, that the negotiations between our country and the Soviet Union will begin on the 29th of June. As for existing strategic arms agreements, we will refrain from actions which undercut them so long as the Soviet Union shows equal restraint. With goodwill and dedication on both sides, I pray that we will achieve a safer world. Our goal is peace. We can gain that peace by strengthening our alliances, by speaking candidly of the dangers before us, by assuring potential adversaries of our seriousness, by actively pursuing every chance of honest and fruitful negotiation. It is with these goals in mind that I will depart Wednesday for Europe, and it's altogether fitting that we have this moment to reflect on the price of freedom and those who have so willingly paid it. For however important the matters of state before us this next week, they must not disturb the solemnity of this occasion, nor must they dilute our sense of reverence and the silent gratitude we hold for those who are buried here. The willingness of some to give their lives so that others might live never fails to evoke in us a sense of wonder and mystery. One gets that feeling here on this hallowed ground, and I have known that same poignant feeling as I looked out across the rows of white crosses and stars of David in Europe, in the Philippines, in the military cemeteries here in our own land. Each one marks the resting place of an American hero. And in my lifetime, the heroes of World War I, the Doughboys, the GIs of World War II, or Korea, or Vietnam, they span several generations of young Americans, all different and yet all alike, like the markers above their resting places, all alike in a truly meaningful way. Winston.
You know, what fascinates me about that particular comment, we're listening to Ronald Reagan on the weekend with Michael Brown. We're listening to President Reagan's Arlington Cemetery Memorial Day speech from May 31st, 1982. And the point about all of those soldiers from all of those wars, all different, race, color, creed, everything, yet having given the ultimate sacrifice, are buried and become exactly the same. All humans who gave their lives so that you and I might live free. That's what we do on Memorial Day, is we celebrate and honor those heroes. President Reagan continues.
Winston Churchill said of those he knew in World War II, they seemed to be the only young men who could laugh and fight at the same time. A great general in that war called them our secret weapon, just the best darn kids in the world. Each died for a cause he considered more important than his own life. Well, they didn't volunteer to die. They volunteered to defend values for which men have always been willing to die if need be. The values which make up what we call civilization. And how they must have wished, in all the ugliness that war brings, that no other generation of young men to follow would have to undergo that same experience. As we honor their memory today, let us pledge that their lives, their sacrifices, their valor shall be justified and remembered for as long as God gives life to this nation. And let us also pledge to do our utmost to carry out what must have been their wish, that no other generation of young men will ever have to share their experiences and repeat their sacrifice. Earlier today, with the music that we have heard, and that of our national anthem, I can't claim to know the words of all the national anthems in the world, but I don't know of any other that ends with a question and a challenge as ours does. Does that flag still wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? That is what we must do. Thank you.
That is what we must do. We must ensure that those lives that were sacrificed for our freedoms, that they shall not have died in vain, and that we shall work every single day to ensure that freedom and liberty survive in this nation. We're in a nation that is so divided right now. Divided politically, socially, culturally, economically, in every possible way you can imagine. But the one thing that should unite us on the day that we honor those who gave that ultimate sacrifice is liberty and freedom. Individual liberty and freedom. We should take the time on this Memorial Day to not only honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, but to say to them, to their families, that we will strive and we will work and we will endeavor to make certain that individual freedom and individual liberty survives and that we don't allow tyranny and the darkness to sweep over this country. That's what we need to do on Memorial Day, is ensure that freedom. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. What are you doing this Memorial Day weekend? And how are you honoring those who made the sacrifice? Closing thoughts after this.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
The following heartwarming yet informative scene is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Son, your grandpa and I used to work on this car together, and when I'm gone, I want you to have it.
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
Doesn't count. What you need is a will. Luckily, Trust and Will makes it easy. Designed by attorneys, but customized by you, you can easily create a state-specific, legally valid document that actually counts. Now, let's let the engine do the talking, am I right?
Start your will at trustandwill.com. Use offer code COUNT for 20% off and make it count. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. For details, see trustandwill.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
...in 1989... and he was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2003. Diego's parents came to StoryCorps to remember him.
We came here when he was 5 years old, and Diego started speaking English faster than we did. He was often letting me know, when I finish high school, I'm going to join the army.
Before he went to Iraq, he got the green card. But he said to me, Dad, don't do the citizenship until I return. We do it together.
The last time we spoke, he said, I wrote you a letter. Do not open it if you're not ready. A week later, I got the letter, and it was different from the rest. he was talking about this feeling that he had that he was going to die. He asked for forgiveness for anything wrong that he had done, and he said that he loves me. This letter was like a bucket of icy water.
And he died March 29.
I remember I was sitting on the steps, and the chaplain came into the house.
He said, "Mr. Rincon, I'm sorry, your son is dead."
I didn't believe what they told us, so I called the army and I asked for pictures of his body. I look at the pictures and I destroy them.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning thinking that this is a nightmare and he's coming back. But I had my baby for 19 years and it was a blessing.
Because of what happened to Diego, there's always that question, what if we hadn't come here? But at least he was doing something with honor, with pride. He was doing something for America.
And he got citizenship the day of the funeral. That is something, it's a piece of paper, but it means a lot for us. He always will be our hero.
George Rincon and Yolanda Reyes remembering their son, Army Private First Class Diego Rincon, who was killed in Iraq in 2003. His death helps get a bill passed that grants immediate citizenship to immigrant soldiers who die in combat.
You can find that story and other stories of fallen heroes like that on a website called StoryCorps.org. StoryCorps.org. The stories are amazing, moving, emotional, powerful. They're about those people that we honor on this day, Memorial Day. So on this traditional start of vacation, all of the things that are coming in terms of summer, all the Memorial Day sales that you hear about, I want you to stop and remember, we're able to do all of these things because of individuals who gave their lives and even those who did not give their lives but served in the military. But on this particular day, those who sacrificed their lives. So my favor that I'm asking of all of you on this Memorial Day weekend is do something different. You can still have the barbecues. You can still make the trips. You can still do all of that. But find a person somewhere whose family is still there and tell them thank you. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining me on this Memorial Day weekend. I'll see you next week. Take care.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.